This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado lawmakers, along with legislators in 9 other states, proposed a bill to skip the requirements for teachers to get relicensed when they move across state lines. It's an effort to ease teacher shortages. The deal would effectively cut the need to take tests and pay fees to get relicensed in different states. The agreement will not go into effect until all 10 states have passed their bills. Colorado's House Education Committee voted 9-2 to send the legislation forward this week. Starting today, you can see pages from the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo at History Colorado Center in Denver. The treaty ended the Mexican-American War in the 1840s. It meant the U.S. acquired the entire Southwest region, including southern and western Colorado. Adams State History Professor Nick Sines.
In U.S. history, in some ways, we continue this narrative of manifest destiny. We see the acquisition of the West as sort of inevitable. We don't pause often enough to reflect on the fact that things weren't so inevitable in real time.
The treaty will be on display through May. A disclaimer, History Colorado Center financially supports CPR News and KRCC. Puebloans have spoken, and they've chosen the 10 best slopper stops on a tour of the county. A slopper is considered a Pueblo specialty. It's an open-faced burger drowned in green chili. Cheese, onions, and french fries are often in the mix. Perennial slopper favorites, Gray's Coors Tavern and Sunset Inn, snag the top 2 spots respectively. This year's list also includes 2 food trucks. Winners were chosen by popular vote. This is CPR News and KRCC.